Born in 1967 in Guildford, as I understand it.
I love that, Guildford.
Anything you want to deny so far?
Yeah. No, true. But it does sort of haunt me.
Well, it will.
Not as much as some of the stuff I'm going to ask you.
I never ever lived in Guildford, and it's just this town where I happen to be born, and it seems to accompany... For artists always get... when they get their name, they always get born in Guildford. Well, they don't always get... I get born in Guildford. They get born wherever they were born. But, like that somehow that's significant to what you're about to see or to their name. It becomes inextricably linked to... I mean, there's something about Guildford. I mean, I guess it sort of like puts me into this sort of strange home counties, no man's land.
Yeah, but in Guildford, that'll never work.
It certainly put you in the south rather than in the north for a start. And there is a very critical divide.
Yeah.
Your father was a jeweler.
Southern bastard.
Your father was a jeweler and your mother was a journalist for a while, is that right?
For a while, yeah. This is your life.
Yeah.
The red book.
I've got them here tonight.
Okay.
You thought you'd come here tonight, but... Is that right? Because I was just thinking that maybe in microcosm we have it. This manipulation of text and beautiful things.
I see where you're going with
it. It's genetic, isn't it? It's all in there before you even moved a muscle.
Yeah. Maybe.
No? You're not buying that?
No.
Okay.
Maybe.
It's going to be difficult, but don't worry.
I'm not.
just to get the biographical stuff out of the way, the famous story about Gavin Turk, the first famous story about Gavin Turk, and there are many, is that your MA show at the Royal College, you were refused a certificate for your MA because you exhibited a plaque that said, and if I can quote, you can tell me if this is wrong, Borough of Kensington, Gavin Turk, sculptor, worked here, 1989-1981. That's the story, is it true?
1989-91, that's right. Yeah.
And why did they refuse you an MA at that point?
Well, they said that I'd shown insufficient work of the standard required.
That was the sole piece you were showing?
I showed the plaque in an otherwise empty studio.
But there's no such thing as an empty studio, is there? I mean, that was filling up the small available space.
Empty also, you know, plus that person in the room who was looking at the plaque at the time when they read it to make it not empty, quite empty, except for the plaque and them that was reading the plaque, unless they didn't go in the room.
In which case, they wouldn't have failed you because
they would have known.
No,
they didn't go in there, but someone told them.